Welcome to the Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute podcast, where we discuss the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute. Today, we'll be discussing minute 118, which, depending on your version, starts at around an hour, 57 minutes and 30 seconds, and runs till about an hour, 58 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm your host, Susanna.
And I am Sandra. And last minute, Lizzie enters her father's study to discuss the marriage proposal Darcy made to Lizzie with her father. Her father did not seem to believe Lizzie really loved Mr. Darcy at first, because they've only seen the unpleasant side of Miss Darcy. But Lizzie actually says that she loves him, and also that she was very wrong about him before and that he has done something for them.
But what has he done?
That's the big question that we are... we are going to answer that this minute, but not right now, because on the opening of this minute, we immediately switch to another scene happening at the same time.
Honestly, this was one of those minutes where the scene switch is perfectly timed.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's great. So...
We are suddenly outside of Longbourn, and we have Mr. Darcy on the left side of the screen, sitting on like a kind of chest, you know, with his legs spread and his hands in between, like this waiting motion. Next to him is one of the dogs, the grey one, the greyhound. I think it's greyhound.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like one of those big grey hunting dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we see the door opening, in which we can see Kitty sitting on the staircase and Mary standing next to it.
I like it so much that Kitty and Mary are so much together now.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, because Lydia and Kitty were a team, of course. But now Lydia is gone, and Kitty does seem like the type of person that likes to be around another
exactly.
one.
Yeah,
she's going more towards her other sister.
Exactly. It's cute.
Yeah. And then we have a window that we see where Jane and Mrs. Bennet are looking outside, specifically at Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, and like everyone very clearly. Is very closely watching Mr. Darcy here. Yes. It's great.
Except for the chickens, which Except are underneath the, chickens, yes. the window. We have like a whole gaggle of chickens just kind of pecking around, you know, giving those farm vibes to Longbourn.
And poor Darcy, he looks like such a little lost boy on that chest. And in the background, you can also hear Kitty say, "Mary, look at him."
Yes! This was terrible for Bingley, and now it's terrible for Darcy.
Yeah.
Because you have not just a person you like, but also all of the sisters that are very nosy and very much fun. And obviously, Kitty is like a giggly girl that... She is the type of person that will make someone feel like they're being laughed at.
Yep. And then Darcy, he looks down once again, and then he stands up and walks to the right. Like, he's also just going for the pacing that Lizzie did last minute, or the minute before that, in front of the
And door. You see pretty much everyone following him with his eyes. Like, even Mary, who would often kind of, who I think pretends like she's above these things, is still hanging around the door opening, is still looking at it.
And like, even we hear, or either Mary or Kitty, I'm not sure which one, because one of them says, but we don't really hear more of that, because instead of that, the audio track focuses on Jane and Mrs. Bennet, who also have things to say.
The camera also, you know, kind of zooms in on the window. Yeah. We do still see Mary and Kitty kind of talking
to each other. Of course, laughing. We hear Kitty giggling in the background, because that's what she does.
but it mostly focuses on Mrs. Bennet and Jane. And yeah. Mrs. Bennet is baffled.
It's great. But she doesn't like him.
I thought she didn't like him.
It's great. Like, she's even repeating herself. It's great. Yeah. Oh.
No, but like, I think it's nice because we all know that the relationship, like, Lizzie and Mr. Bennet always were kind of a tag team.
Yeah.
But, you know, Lizzie is mostly embarrassed of her mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we've talked before about how on this time we do understand and feel for Mrs. Bennet because we get what she's coming from, even if she's a little silly. But I like that she's, during this scene, she's so full of concern for Lizzie.
Yeah.
And it's, the biggest thing is the same thing that, you know, Mr. Bennet struggled over is also where she struggled over. She doesn't like him.
Yeah, and I think it's also, it's saying quite a bit that even if they kind of bump their personalities now and then, Mrs. Bennet generally still knows her daughters, including Lizzie, very well. And of course, Mr. Darcy would have been the perfect match for any of the girls. That's what she was after, a good match for her girls. But no one liked him, including Lizzie.
Yeah.
So she was always kind of in defense, like, oh no, that's an unpleasant man. No one's going to marry him.
Yeah.
And that's and now it's just like, wait, he was a good candidate all this time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a little bit, I think, is part of, or at least part of it, is that, you know, if Mrs. Bennet truly only cared about getting her daughters married off, which is kind of the idea we get with Lydia.
Yeah.
Then she would have been overjoyed that Darcy is here asking for one of her. But she's not. And that is kind of the biggest thing that we look at and we think, okay, you know what? No, this is a woman that cares about her children. And this is also someone who has kind of convinced herself, and we've talked about this before with Lydia, that this is the best result they could get from that situation. She was heartbroken, but now Lydia's married and she's sort of okay. It's not perfect, but Mrs. Bennet is just going to pretend like it's all okay because there's nothing she can do about it.
Yeah.
But, and I think that kind of this scene kind of affirms that, because someone who is so rich, like Mr. Darcy, coming here makes her concerned. And yeah, she is a bit hopeful because, you know, maybe we were just very, very wrong. But her first concern is still, Lizzie doesn't like him, right?
Yeah,
that was the thing. If Lizzie doesn't like him, it's a no.
Exactly. Yeah, we want her to be happy, and that's it's like I think we've said it multiple times throughout the movie. But this Mrs. Bennet is definitely someone who cares deeply for her daughters. She loves every one of them, and she wants the best for them, which is ideally a combination of both money and love. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And as Mr. Darcy paces in front of the window again,
we
see all the heads kind of going along with him. We hear Jane say, so did I, so did we all.
Yeah. And then she kind of laughs and she says, well, we must have been wrong.
Yeah. And as she says that, Mr. Darcy walks across again, proving that he is indeed pacing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And she asks, wouldn't be the first time, will it? Oh, no, that's actually what Mrs. Bennet says.
That says.
Yeah, that's Mrs. Bennet that says that.
And I think it's funny because that is, again, Mrs. Bennet kind of acknowledging her own, you know, frivolousness, that she's like, I mean, we've been wrong before. I mean, Bingley came back.
But also I think specifically towards Lizzie, like, probably, actually, now that I think of it, because we were just going on about Lizzie's happiness and how Mrs. Bennet does want her mm-hmm. daughter to be happy. But on the other hand, she was very willing to ship her off with Mr. Collins, who she loathed. And they had that whole fight when she said no, of course. So that's something that we're a bit contradicting ourselves, I guess. But yeah.
I mean, a little bit. But on the other hand, Mr. Collins is the heir to Longbourn.
Yeah, yeah. And that would go more desperate.
That would go hand in hand. Then, you know, two of her daughters weren't married yet.
Yeah.
It is also, a sign of desperation. If one of the girls married Mr. Collins, it would have solved a lot of their issues immediately.
Yeah.
And now it's getting better because Jane is engaged, Lydia is married, which only leaves three of her girls, but now two because there's another suitor. So
exactly, basically, romance is back on the menu.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I so that's what I was thinking about. How it might have been the line wouldn't be the first time with it about how they have been wrong. With Lizzie, is that probably she was expecting Lizzie to go along with Mr. Collins' proposal to save the family, but she didn't. And there have probably been smaller things that we haven't seen on screen as well.
And Jane laughs at that and says, no, nor the less, dare I say. As they watch again how Mr. Bennet Moussa says. But the thing that I like is that while Jane is laughing, that Mrs. Bennet still looks a bit concerned.
Yeah, and confused. And but Jane is so happy for her sister already. Mm-hmm. Like, she probably hasn't had any explanation yet, but she's just like, okay, apparently Lizzie really likes this man, and I'm so happy for her, and probably this is what has been bothering her, because there's no way that Jane didn't pick up on any of the singles that,
I mean, and in general, we all know that Jane is the most perfect character to ever character. So, obviously she's happy for Lizzie.
Yes.
But that is the little scene outside. And now we're back in the study.
Yeah.
With Mr. Bennet looking a little baffled.
We're still in the same situation that we were. Like, this was a little breakup where during this time, obviously, Lizzie has explained what exactly Mr. Darcy has done to for the family. Not to the family. which, of course, we don't need to hear because we've already seen it happening. But now we see Mr. Bennet's reaction, which is, before when we left the study, he was sitting in his chair, but now he's standing up.
Yeah.
And he actually, when we enter again, he goes to kind of sag back in his chair again. He says, oh, good Lord. And then, he sits down.
Yes. Because it kind of sinks on him, like, oh, God. We are I thought we were indebted to my brother-in-law. This is worse.
And the first thing he says next is, I must pay him back.
And Lizzie immediately shuts that down. Like, no. Yeah. You mustn't tell anyone. He wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
And she's so in love. The camera then focuses on him. On her, sorry. Yeah. And, she's just, we miss Justin, Papa. Me more than anyone. And she just looks so serious and...
Yeah. So genuine. It's so genuine, everything that she's saying. This is her full confession. And probably she will have to do it again with, especially with Jane. But,
So all her family. This is her... this is her full confession, like, in that, she's been nonsensical me more than anyone in every way, not just in this matter. I've been nonsensical. And I do like that she smiles when she says that. And then also, she also says, but he has been a fool about Jane. Let's get this very straight. He was wrong about that.
he definitely was. But he fixed that. He fixed that.
And she says so much, like, you know, he's been a fool about Jane, about so many other things.
Yeah, and also about how she misjudged him, not just in this matter. I think both relate to the Wickham case. And it's kind of, you know, she's saying that something happened, but she's not going into detail for this because, of course, that will also expose Georgiana and stuff. And
The whole thing is...
Lydia.
She was prideful and prejudiced, and he was prideful and prejudiced.
Yeah, but actually they like each other very much. That's the conclusion.
Yes. but we don't actually see the conclusion.
No.
Because after she says that Darcy has been a fool about Jane and about many other things, this minute ends right as Lizzie opens her mouth to say more.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll save that for the next time.
Yes. Yeah.
In the meantime, you can find us on Instagram under the name PMP Minute. And yeah, until then, I've been Susanna.
And I've been Sandra.
Bye.
See you next episode. Bye bye.